We'll take a trip beyond the headlines now with Peter Dykstra of DailyClimate.org and Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org. He spoke from Atlanta, Georgia with Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom.
Hi, Peter. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Bobby. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. What do you have for us this week?
Let's start with the EPA and Administrator Scott Pruitt. He has someone investigating him. It's one of the last people in the world I would have expected. Congressman Trey Gowdy. You might remember Trey Gowdy because he was Mr. Benghazi. He tormented Hillary Clinton during the campaign over the whole Benghazi tragedy when she was Secretary of State. And he's now asked Scott Pruitt to turn over all of his finances for his travel records. There's a controversy over Pruitt taking first-class travel everywhere and to a lot of places maybe an EPA administrator shouldn't be going.
Uh-huh. So it sounds like Mr. Gowdy is really concerned about how much money EPA is spending.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's not concerned about environmental protection. He just scored a zero on the League of Conservation Voters scorecard for 2017.
You have to be trying to get that low of a score, I think.
Yeah, look at other aspects of Scott Pruitt's reign at EPA. Enforcement is way down, and that's in part possibly due to the fact that enforcement agents have been taken out of the field and put into Scott Pruitt's personal bodyguard entourage. He also put in reportedly a $25,000 cone of silence, a private phone booth, a little bit reminiscent of the Get Smart movie and the old 60s TV show, so he couldn't be overheard or wiretapped in his phone calls as a public official.
Jeez, nothing says open and transparent like a soundproof room, huh?
A cone of silence, right. And let me mention something about the LCV scorecard. The League of Conservation Voters every year measures on a series of votes taken by the House and Senate who in their eyes has a good or bad environmental record. In the Senate, Republicans averaged 1% scores, the House 5% for Republicans. On the Democratic side, 94% in the Senate, 93% in the House. The gap on environment between Republicans and Democrats has never been wider.
Wow, wow. So what else do you have for us this week?
There's a report done by EPA. This was started under Obama's EPA. It's published in the American Journal of Public Health. It says that 46 states have air pollution problems affecting minorities, African Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, worse than whites. The only states that where that wasn't the case were Virginia, North Dakota, New Mexico, and Maryland.
Seems like we do a story about that just about every week. And since Pruitt's been administrator at the EPA there, doesn't seem like that's about to change, huh?
No, if anything, focus on environmental justice may be going down in the Trump administration and under Administrator Pruitt. Environmental justice is a term and a concept that's been out there since the 1980s. It gets lip service. Sometimes it gets no real service. As we've said before on this show and elsewhere, you don't see waste dumps and refineries being built in Beverly Hills.
No, definitely not. Well, what else do you have for us from the history books?
20 years ago this week, Senator Pat Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont, proposed that Lake Champlain, which sits between Vermont and New York State, be added as the sixth Great Lake. Now, why would he do this when Champlain has only 1/20th the water volume of Lake Erie? He did this to see if Lake Champlain could get Sea Grant money from the federal Sea Grant campaign that also services the Great Lakes.
Wait a second, though. Last time I looked, Lake Champlain is not connected to the sea.
Well, it is technically, and so are the Great Lakes technically. They're big bodies of water. Even Champlain, even though it's much smaller, it's a pretty big lake, and it's a beautiful one. Congress balked at Senator Leahy's proposal. They didn't make Lake Champlain the sixth Great Lake. It's still a pretty good lake, but not a great one. And the compromise that they did allow allows Lake Champlain to tap into federal Sea Grant money to help study conditions on that big, beautiful, pretty good lake.
That pretty okay lake still gets federal money, and that's really what they were after.
Right.
Well, Peter, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk with me today.
All right, Bobby, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Peter Dykstra is with DailyClimate.org and Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org.
Living on Earth's Bobby Bascom. And don't forget, there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.